This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, the biggest thing going on are those Chinese cars. Build your dreams. Owned by Warren Buffett, but they also make masks. Just pay us $1 billion. Pay your buddies, Gavin Newsom. Go ahead. I mean, listen, where's the bigger crime? Selling a drink at the Silver Dollar Saloon or a billion buddy bucks? $1 billion for your buddy, Warren Buffett. Hmm? There you go. $1 billion for Buffett. Buffett's billions. Let's see. We could just go on and on and on, right? That's what Gavin Newsom. And by the way, the totalitarian tyrant is at it all the time now. See, again, he's now ignoring the legislature altogether. He ignored them in the $1 billion bust. By the way, they're requesting $247 million of the billion back from this Chinese car company who makes masks. They make masks. Well, if you can make an automobile, you can make a mask. Well, I mean, you know, Ford came out with ventilators. That's different from a mask, though, right? Sorry, little allergy going on there. Isn't that right? We can just switch over from cars. And, you know, we can make a fender, we can make a mask. So here we have the Newsom problem. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And of course, they tried to recall Newsom. Shocking, shocking. That whole thing was a farce. But anyway, getting back to the conversation there, you don't need no stinking legislature when you're a dictator, right? So we eliminate the legislature and we get the dictator in charge. And he becomes Nazi-esque. So we call it anybody who's an enforcer for the dictator, Newsom's Nazis. That includes, unfortunately, people in the California Highway Patrol, a very proud, once proud, and I've stood with the Highway Patrol. I've been in some fairly dangerous situations with Highway Patrolmen who've done fantastic work, by the way. We disarmed a student one time, and it was a Highway Patrolman who stood right there. He would have taken a shot for me. I'm not giving up on the Highway Patrol, but you don't need to be acting like Newsom's Nazis either. You guys swore an oath. I swore an oath. I'm taking it serious about the Constitution. And you should take your oath serious too. I'm just saying. Now, I don't know that these clowns at the ABC who work for Newsom, I don't think, they've sworn an oath. But you guys have. Anyway, a little sideline editorial. I know they listen. This cryptic. It's a cryptic part of the show today. What's going on? Anyway, we just, there's just tons of information all over the place. And we're trying to get it all out to you here. I never go to Drudge anymore. Isn't that funny? Never go to Drudge anymore. They just have turned so left. It's kind of like Fox's attempt to turn left. Oblivious to crisis. Miley Cyrus explains why she has no idea about coronavirus pandemic. Miley Cyrus. She was one of those Disney children. So, listen to this. This is a little side note. This is a weather thing. And I don't know what's going on in the weather in Southern California. I really don't. But I do know something. Something is going to happen. It's going to cause for scorching temperatures at the beach. I wonder what all those citizens of the United States living in California are going to do. Are they going to run around? Are they going to go to the beach? Almost naked? Shocking. Shocking. This is one of the stories. Climate range, polar vortex, scorching heat on tap for Mother's Day weekend. Does that mean that Mother's Day weekend? Is that this weekend? Hey, moms. Yo, all you moms, happy Mother's Day. I mean, seriously. So we've got that to choose from. Miley Cyrus, oblivious to crisis. Oh, brother. Oblivious to crisis. Senator Burr's brother-in-law sold off stocks before crash at same day as Burr report. Senator Kennedy reacts to Schiff's collusion call. That's third world country stuff. There you go. Well, we've always known that, right? Okay, so coronavirus in the United States, California, total cases 58,815. Total deaths is 2,412. I want to go over here to New York and see what they got. This is one of these little maps that kind of, who's got what and all that good stuff. Cases over 15. The demographics in some of these maps for the virus is really kind of weird. Now, also, wonder what's going on in New York. Are they really going to count, all the deaths in New York? Because, this is really cruel, but, they were moving patients. They were moving patients from general hospitals into rest homes. And, of course, they were moving patients that had the coronavirus and in the rest homes and the places where all you had a lot of elderly, they all started dying off. Coincidence? I mean, why would you do that? See, you get more money. for a COVID patient. It's like 30-some thousand. Oh, yeah. It's a money thing. It was a money thing. These rest homes were getting more and more money for COVID patients. That's why they sent them there. Is that just sick? That's just, I mean, but, you know, then the other part of this whole thing is that the fraud, they need the numbers. So it's, it, you know, the doctors are going, hey, it's COVID virus. It doesn't matter if he had a broken arm and he died of septicemia, you know, infection. No, it was infection, right? Right. It was an infection. He had temperature, right? Right, right, right. Did he have the COVID? No. That's okay. He had an infection. Just give it to him. We're just, write him off as died from COVID virus. Right. That's what's going on. And it's going on wholesale. I don't trust these numbers. And it's just, you know, I watched a video last night. And the video is doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor after denouncing this whole process of assigning COVID as the reason for death on the death certificates. What's up with that? And what will the president do about that? And why should the president be the one doing it all? This is supposed to be at the local level. You, me, everybody else at the local level saying, wait a minute, stop. Stop this. Stop this nonsense. We come back, we're going to hear from Judge Napolitano. He's making a comeback, Judge Napolitano. He's at home, resting on his laurels, I guess, at home, rethinking his navel. Maybe he's more conservative than we might want to think, right? Anyway, I'm going to blow through this right here. We're going to get to this. I'm inspired at this point. About what's going on. I absolutely am inspired. So we are going to play this. Here we go. Judge Napolitano.
Traditional analyst. He joins us from his remote location. Judge,
listen,
good morning to you.
Somebody doing something
good morning,
about
guys.
Something. Here it is.
So, Judge, let's start with that jailed salon owner down in Texas, Shelley Luther. She reopened too early, according to the state of Texas, at least according to a judge who has sentenced her to a week in jail. Last night, her attorney and boyfriend were on the channel. Listen to this first.
She wasn't being selfish. She's just trying to earn a dollar. Like all of these people that are hurting, this emergency has exposed all the tiny tyrants for who they are. They've got this glimpse of power, and man, they're going to show everybody exactly what to do.
Her spirits are good. The jail that she's in, everybody is in isolation because there actually is a COVID outbreak in that jail. But she's being...
Oh, good grief.
You know, she's a little scared, but overall, she's ready to fight, and she's going to come out with a chip on her shoulder. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when she gets out.
So, Judge Napolitano, did the judge go too far in this case in sentencing her to a week? He first asked her to apologize, and she refused.
He actually asked her to admit that she was selfish. It's selfish. What is this catechism class in fourth grade? It's not a crime to be selfish. Look, she was not convicted of violating Governor Abbott's guidelines because those guidelines are just guidelines. They don't have the force of law.
Okay, I was stop it. Napolo's absolutely correct. By the way. Newsom has guidelines. He doesn't have force of law. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? Shocking, shocking, shocking. Newsom does not have the force of law to do this, but he's doing it, right? Isn't that right? Isn't that what he's doing? That's a problem, folks. That's an absolute problem that he's doing such things, and he shouldn't be doing such things. Nor should anybody else be doing these kind of things, right? But they're doing it. Hold the fort down. This is exactly what they're doing. And this is not acceptable. If you have guidelines to follow, follow the flipping guidelines. But this whole business, the thinking that you can play God and you could be Mr. Dictator... You cannot be Mr. Dictator Judge. And was he an Obama-era judge? I think that's really kind of the most important thing. Was he an Obama-era judge? Inquiring minds want to know, is he an Obama-era judge or not? And if he is, what the hell is going on?
A week in jail. Last night, her attorney and boyfriend were on the channel.
I want to hear this again. Listen to this. Going to have a chip on her shoulder.
She wasn't being selfish. She's just trying to earn a dollar. Like all of these people that are hurting, this emergency has exposed all the tiny tyrants for who they are. They've got this glimpse of power, and man, they're going to show everybody exactly what to do.
Her spirits are good. The jail that she's in, everybody is in isolation because there actually is a COVID outbreak in that jail. But she's being...
Good grief.
You know, she's a little scared, but overall, she's ready to fight, and she's going to come out with a chip on her shoulder. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when she gets out.
So, Judge Napolitano, did the judge go too far in this case in sentencing her to a week? Oh. He first asked her to apologize, and she refused.
He actually asked her to admit that she was selfish. It's selfish. What is this, catechism class in fourth grade? It's not a crime to be. It's not a crime to be selfish. Look, she was not convicted of violating Governor Abbott's guidelines because those guidelines are just guidelines. They don't have the force of law. She was convicted of violating an order of the judge who told her to keep her business shut. The judge has no more authority to close her business than the governor does. Neither of them do. Shelley is an American hero for refusing to bend the knee before this two-bit political hack in a black robe who decided to manifest his authority over her. She doesn't belong in jail at all. I'm sorry she's there. She will be applauded when she comes out for refusing to kowtow to him.
Judge, this is another symptom of these made-up rules in this pandemic by lawmakers who think they're Napoleon, who are going to fine you $1,000 for not wearing a mask, who are going to give you $5,000 fees or fines for opening up a sports bar and trying to make a living, even if you're social distancing. This is just the beginning. Unless these governors get it together and get a plan of action to reopen these states, it's going to be one after another. And these judges are going to say, do I put people in prison to back up a rule that a governor drew up on their own? Meanwhile, let's pivot and talk about what's happening with Russia and what was released yesterday. We're going to get a whole bunch of...
Okay, I wanted to get the Shelley thing out of there. Shelley Luther. You know, hey, she's exactly right. I mean... to be doing what she's doing. She is the hero of the day. And I'm going to play another part of this. Just another little clip of this. Texas AG Paxton calls for release. Yeah, isn't it nice to hear an attorney general actually trying to do the right thing as opposed to what's happening out here in California where you have the communist Nazi dictator Javier Becerra working alongside the dictator, Gavin Newsom, who always likes to come out with the Newsom Nazis. No, we've got Texas AG Paxton wanting to do the right thing. Listen.
Your actions were selfish, putting your own interests ahead of those of the community in which you live. That they disrespected the executive orders of the state, the orders of the county, and this city.
I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish. Because feeding my kids is not selfish.
A Dallas judge right there facing heavy fire for jailing and fining a hair salon owner who defied lockdown orders and opened up her business so she and her staff could afford to put food on the table, as you heard. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton quickly jumped into this legal battle. He's calling the judge's decision outrageous. General Paxton, join us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I heard that overnight, the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, may be paying that fine to get her out of jail. Is she out now? Is she free? What's the status of the case?
Well, so he's volunteering to pay some of her legal fees. The challenge right now is the judge held her in contempt and still has her sitting in jail despite the outrage that we've expressed from both the governor, Lieutenant Governor, and me. And sadly, she still sits in jail.
There's a GoFundMe now. People all around this country have put in well over $500,000 for her defense, suggesting that there are a lot of people who are getting frustrated with not just the lockdown order, sir, but it seems like there's frustration with how they're being administered.
Well, this was not pushed from the state level. This came from the city. And really, this was the judge that made the decision to put her in jail. It's one thing to fine somebody for violating this lockdown. Mm-hmm. But think about this. We're in America. We're not in China. We're in America. And this woman is in jail for cutting hair in a county where they've sought to release convicted felons and where they don't even prosecute you if you shoplift. So if she went and shoplift, she would not be prosecuted. But in this case, she ends up in jail for doing your job.
Mm. Incredible. Her attorney, Shelley Luther's attorney, was on with Tucker Carlson last night. Here's that. Watch.
In the order, even in the order for contempt that he says, if you will but express contrition and apologize, then we could look at doing this and we could fix this. The idea that Dan Patrick or anybody could take the place is not going to be sufficient. They want her to bend the knee. If nothing else will suffice.
How do you react to that, the idea that she's got to give in here somehow?
I think it's ridiculous. It seems like with this judge, it's become very personal. And, you know, he's supposed to have good judgment. And in this case, clearly did not exercise good judgment in deciding to put a mother of two and a woman who's trying to keep her business going. This is not the way it's supposed to work in Texas or really anywhere in this country.
The judge who you just mentioned, Eric Moy, has now written a letter, as I'm sure you're aware, to you, talking about the Texas Code of Judicial Conduct. I want to give you a chance to react. He says, a judge shall not initiate, permit, or consider ex parte communications or other communications made to the judge outside the presence of the parties. In this context, for your to urge a judge towards a particular substantive outcome in this matter is most inappropriate and unwelcome. Please do not communicate with the court in this matter further. Your response.
Well, I mean, first of all, this is not ex parte communications. We're not a litigant. We're not a part of the. We're not a party to the lawsuit. We sent him a letter, just like anybody else could send him a letter.
Okay, this gives you an idea letter. Of this guy's ability, right? As a judge,
there was no argument that it could be some type of ex parte communication. So clearly, they don't understand what that means. This is not ex parte communication. What might be more of concern is I don't know if you've seen the social post where the judge made some comment about some woman that was protesting and she got corona, and he was commenting that that's just good karma or something like that.
Mm. Your thoughts when the judge says something like that, because there's a balance that people in this country are trying to strike right now. And the idea that someone would be cheering on a protester allegedly getting COVID-19, there's frustration in this country right now. We want to be healthy. You want to be safe. But there are folks who want to see the economy get going again.
No, there's clearly a balance here, and I think this judge is missing it. I'm not saying that she shouldn't be held accountable for her actions. What I am saying is we've overreacted. This is not the way America is supposed to be. You're not supposed to be sitting in prison because you've tried to keep your business alive in difficult times. And so I'm glad we're moving towards an open economy in Texas, and I would encourage other states to do the same thing.
Final question, Mother's Day is coming up. Do you think this mother's going to be out of jail or not?
I'm optimistic. I actually think she is going to be out of jail. I think the fact that you all are covering it, that the media is covering this, there's some transparency here. I think people are seeing how ludicrous and insane this is. I really believe that the pressure is going to mount on this judge to release her.
All right. Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas. Yeah,
a nice Attorney General. Thank you very much for that. There are states attorney generals out there that certainly are better than the ones we have here. When you're a dictator, hey. You got to have the right kind of attorney general to back you up as a dictator, right? I'm come back. I think we're going to read the grievance from yesterday so you kind of get a little bit of context of what's going on here. And our feelings, if you will. I know they just don't like these things, these grievances. I don't like them taking away your rights either. And you shouldn't like it either. They're trying to destroy this country. We are at war with them.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we've got all kinds of weird things going on today. You know, it's interesting. There's going to be a protest down in Sacramento this afternoon, I guess. I don't know. Let's start maybe. Well, it's early. And protesting against Gavin Newsom, of course. Gavin Newsom, awesome Newsom. Is he awesome? Well, in Adolf Hitler's eyes, he's not. He's an awesome guy, right? You know, you just cannot disconnect yourself from the Adolf Hitler thing. You just can't do it. No apologies. You just can't do it. 15 hours ago, California reaching critical mass. You won't see this in fake news media. I don't know what this is. This is from Tavo Marcias. I'm going to throw this in here. General Andrew Cuomo. What? Right, what is this? We're going to find out.
My name is Dr. Jeff Barkey, and I'm here representing thousands of physicians across the country whose voices are being silenced because we don't agree with the mainstream media and the experts who are telling us what to do. Never in the history of this great republic have we quarantined the healthy. Never in the history of this great republic have we told churchgoers that it's illegal for you to exercise your First Amendment right of freedom of religion. Yet at the same time, it's essential to keep pot dispensaries open. Never in the history of this country have we been told that you can't go to church because it's non-essential, but you can go get an abortion because that's essential. Never before in our country have we let criminals out of jail, but we've told you you can't exercise your Second Amendment right and protect yourself by purchasing a firearm. When liquor stores are deemed essential, but your businesses are deemed non-essential, there's something wrong going on. This booklet, the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution, was never designed to restrain the people. It was designed to restrain the government. This is not New York, and thank God this is not San Francisco. Governor Newsom has gone too far. Governor Newsom has stepped on our liberties and our freedoms. As a physician, I can tell you, yes, this virus is dangerous, but as we see the statistics come in, we're realizing that the fatality rate of this virus is in the ballpark of a bad seasonal influenza. What we're also knowing is that just like other respiratory viral illnesses in the past, we get over this virus by achieving herd immunity. We can never achieve herd immunity by keeping the herd quarantined. It's time that we protect the vulnerable and the most at risk, but we allow the young and the healthy to open the doors and go back to work. Do not let your voices be silenced. Make sure that your elected representatives, who apparently are essential, hear your voice loud and clear. As we see unemployment rise to depression levels, we also see suicide increase. We see domestic violence increase. We see child abuse increase. We see alcohol and drug abuse increase, all because the government has overstepped its reach. We will see eventually that this cure, that this government-imposed cure, is going to be worse than the virus itself. But what's happening now as unemployment reaches 20 to 30 million people is those folks are now becoming dependent on the government. And what government dependency causes is a larger, more tyrannical government. We the people want to get back to work. We the people want to put our government back in its place. We want a small representative government, not a large tyrannical government. I'm here representing thousands of physicians around the country whose voices must be heard. It is an honor and a privilege to be here to ask that Riverside County be opened. We want Orange County to be open. We want the whole state of California to be open. And we want our whole country, the United States of America, to open back up, and we the people will not take it any longer. Thank you for inviting me to attend this rally. Stay strong and be safe.
Wow. That was pretty interesting, wasn't it? I have no idea where that was. I was just sent that by a good friend. It's a Facebook thing, you know. So I got to look into this. Where was this? Where was this? It's obviously happening like right now, maybe, or yesterday. That's the only thing I can think of. Pavel Marcias is the person who sent this to me. And thank you very much, Tavo. We're going to be friends. Right. And great job. Great job by Tavo on this. But, you know, the question is, where was this? And I'm trying to look it up on his Facebook thing. It's obviously in Southern California. This says here, this is reaching critical mass. You won't want to, you won't see this on fake news. And so this was a rally someplace. It says, where was it? Where was it? I like it. Okay, I'm liking it. I like it. You guys all like it, too, because you guys are texting me and emailing me. I can see this. So, yeah. And it says, Walton, whatever. Vaccine agenda exposed. Tavo Marcias. Oh, this is just Porqué Delta Manero. No, no, no. That's not it. No, no Porqués for me. Se habla español. Sí. Si, se habla español. Wow. Somebody getting the bath. Whatever that is all about. Wow. Somebody being the sixth or the same enemy of human to try to uncleanse. Vatican satanic meeting that freed, wow, human blood. What is this thing? Whatever the heck. I don't know. God, this Tavo, what's up with this, man? Por qué? Anyway, I'm sorry. I just get distracted by bright lights and shining things like that. So I don't even know where that was, so I'm going to find out. Have to find out. It must have been someplace in Southern California. Oh, we got the news coming up. Okay, we got one more break, and we're going to dive back into what's going on in Ventura County. I think you might want to listen to this. You know those tracers? Yeah, those guys are going to come into your house and take blood. Those blood suckers. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agency. Oh, boy. These foreign governments and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, ROM Solar. Okay, a little update on that doctor. Don't know who he is. Don't know where he was speaking. I think it was Southern California. You know, I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted. Are we going to listen to the Ventura guy or not? Are we or not? Are we not? Let's see if I don't know if I want to listen to this clown. He's basically telling you that we're going to come and take your blood, Ventura County. It's basically what he's saying. Yep, we're going to come take your blood. And I did play a little bit in the first hour, but I need to read the grievance because it's so salient. And very quickly, I'll do this. Grievance number 2, Declaration of Grievance. This is from Chapter 2 of the grievance files. 95 more grievances. Good luck on that one, right? I've got rallies going on right now. So I've got my sources out there. We're checking sources to find out this guy's name right now. Declaration of Agreement, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. California state government is in direct violation of the following: United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. United States Constitution, Article 6. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. It's interesting what's going on here. Here's the order of the day. The tyrant lies, the state dies. California is the nation's most populous state, flipped from tens of billions of dollars in surplus to hundreds of billions of dollars in deficits over the course of a few weeks, according to the state's tyrannical governor. Last year, quote, this is last Friday he said this, last year I did a May revise with a $21.4 billion budget surplus. This year, I'll be doing a May revise looking at tens of billions of dollars in deficit. We just went tens of billions of dollars in surplus in just weeks to deficits, unquote. The tyrannical dictator of the state of California has been reassuring the state, the country, and the entire world that the sixth largest economy in the world had a $21.4 billion surplus and had no financial issues. In reality, the tyrant has been perpetrating for years one of the biggest lies ever in our nation's history. California's tyrant dictator who used the COVID-19 virus closure of Orange County beaches in an effort to distract the public from the state's tens of billions of dollars of debt is in financial freefall. In the tyrant's April 30th executive order closing Orange County beaches to stop the COVID-19 virus, he sparked a series of viral protests over the weekend that brought out thousands of mostly young and very angry demonstrators shouting USA and waving freedom, we the people, and recall the tyrant signs. OC beaches and closures distracted the public from Newsom's real crisis, which is a tanking state budget that he just acknowledges has gone from a $21.4 billion budget surplus to hundreds of billions of dollars in deficit. To further his lie, the tyrant failed to do anything about a reported $320 billion of missing funds from 2019 that his own government was hiding from the public until exposed in a lawsuit by a nonprofit organization. It is well known that California is the sixth largest economy in the world and that California also feeds much of the world. And this in spite of California's governmental overreach and overregulation, which has caused many to flee to areas that value and protect our freedoms. Rather than protecting the rights of the citizens to freely associate, move, and conduct their lives in a manner that allows them to stay safe and use their own discretion in public interest, the nanny state governor has locked down the most productive and innovative economy in the world. Isn't that nice? Without the consent of the governed, without lawful purpose, and in direct contravention of the Bill of Rights in an attempt to distract from his lie. Well, do you like it so far? This, you know, this is one of the things that when we start doing these things, we realize the freedoms they're stealing from us. If we let them. If we let them. If we let them. It goes on to say, today, California is in a state of freefall at all levels. This freefall has been orchestrated over the last 70 years by socialists and communists who are now nearing the end of their socialist-communist plan that clearly demonstrates a design to reduce the United States citizens living in California under absolute despotism. All their plans have been in direct violation of both Article 4, Section 4, and Article 6 of the Constitution. There is one hope, and that is a new constitution that the state of New California will provide to those in New California State. Insurrection. In the government of California, the current socialist governor and monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the U.S. Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807 and the Emergency Economic Powers Act are United States federal laws that govern the ability of the President of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. Acts of secession. We're just going to blow through this. Therefore, the California government, in conjunction with the socialist state executive, instituted wherever the current socialist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which secures our liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority. Betrayal by the sitting socialist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of the responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state of, and citizens of the United States living in California. Prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the president to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 or the Emergency Economic Powers Act to end the tyranny being foisted upon United States citizens living in California State. That's the end of Grievance 2, Chapter 2. That's the second one. Gee whiz. 93 more. In chapter 2. It might be a chapter 3, right? You never know. We might be chaptering this bad boy out. But I do know one thing. This is a big problem. This is a big problem for Gavin Newsom. New California. It's the biggest problem they have. And, you know, I really think that this whole COVID virus business, this whole COVID virus thing, maybe is a result of New California. Because, you know, you got to cover up the lie. You got to continue to perpetrate the lie, don't you? Just saying. I'm serious. Just saying. You got to perpetrate this lie.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. Kind of cut our commercial short, but we had to get that grievance in. Grievance number 2. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot to these grievances. There's a lot of things. So go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com. Go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and you can kind of see what's going on with the grievances. We have the whole thing up there for you to see. Scenes from open California demonstration. Oh, that's a, yeah. So there's going to be another demonstration, from what I understand, going on right now, or going to be happening in the near, probably next hour or so, up there in Sacramento. It's going to be interesting to see what they're doing. They're doing slow traffic now in Sacramento to kind of jam it up so that the protesters don't drive their cars around and all that stuff. It's all part of the United Nations agenda to slow traffic around Sacramento. It's a communist, nationalist, Nazi thing going on where they're trying to do traffic calming. They do calming in communist countries. Calming in communist countries. There you go, CCC. Anyway. Boy, you know, Bill Gates has taken some raps, isn't he? I wonder why. You know, yesterday we were digging out all the different patents he has on vaccines. He and some other people. I'm sorry. They were the vaccines? No. I'm sorry. They are the actual viruses, the COVID viruses. Yes, Bill Gates has patents on them. The ones that are killing people, right? The whole hoax is brought to you by a patented virus of Bill Gates. Isn't that nice to know? He's taken away your rights. No, we're not going to give him up. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.